I'd like you to solve a murder. McLaren straightened up from the pile of rocks, cocked his right eyebrow, and eyed the woman standing before him with the accumulated years' experience of a police detective sizing up a reliable witness. He tightened his fingers around the stone, torn between getting back to work and satisfying his curiosity. His cop's inquisitiveness won. He said rather reluctantly, "Whose murder?"
"Marta Hughes."
"Who's Marta Hughes? Personally, professionally, and otherwise, miss?"
"Oh, sorry."
She extended her hand and spoke in a remarkably steady voice for having legged it up the steep hill.
"Bad habit of mine. I get tunnel vision at times."
She paused, as though debating how to proceed.
"I'm Lynette Isherwood. Marta is... was a friend of mine. She's married. Oh, sorry. Was married."
She flushed slightly, and McLaren thought how attractive the pink of her cheeks accented her green eyes. "Fascinating, I'm sure. But what about the murder?" Lynette took a breath, the pitch of her voice settling to a near monotone.
"She'd gone missing several days before the police found her body outside Elton. She'd been dumped alongside the road, like a sack of rubbish."
Lynette fumbled for a facial tissue in her skirt pocket. "What's the matter with the police?" The right corner of his mouth tightened as he exhaled heavily, and for a moment his eye held the pain of separation from a loved one. He thought he had distanced himself from the hurt of leaving the job, or at least numbed himself to the ache constantly. Would it always be with him, or would it lessen? Did he even care anymore? A kestrel called as it circled overhead, drawing McLaren's attention and shoving his anger aside for the moment. Lynette blotted her eyes, then stared at him, the tissue crushed in her fingers.
"Pardon? The police? The coppers, the PCs, the local constabulary? The bill? They investigated the case, I assume?"
The words held an underlying tone of fatigue. With the police, with people, with life.
"Well, yes."
"So?" He said it with a hint of sarcasm, as though his suggestion was laughable, or he already knew the outcome of similar investigations. He exhaled heavily, slowly, waiting for her answer, his arms crossed on his chest, and wondered how she had found him. Not why, particularly. His home village was rife with the knowledge of his previous career and the circumstances that had led to his return there.
"They never found who killed her."
The information had no more effect on him than a fly settling on a stone wall. He sighed, unfolded his arms, and said as though he'd recited it 1,000 times,
"I'm sorry, Miss Isherwood. I'm not in the job anymore, and I'm too damned hot."
An understatement, he thought, as he tried to swallow. It was the hottest June he could remember. He removed a glove and wiped the sweat from his forehead. "Talk to a solicitor." He turned from her and laid down the stone, silently dismissing her.
"But the killer? The killer's got away with murder."
"Tell me about it. We live in a world of injustice."
"And the person they suspected now has a blot on her name that will stay with her the rest of her life."
"Relative of yours, I take it?"
"No. A co-worker of Marta's, actually. I don't really know her."
"So why?"
"Because she's innocent. Because I heard that you fought against injustice.